Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Have you ever gotten a crooked tattoo? 713-572-4610. Send us pictures at Lopez on Sports of your biggest, most regretted tattoos. Tyler Milner is being accused by Lopez of having a crooked tattoo last night.
I don't think it's his fault. I think the guy was probably in a hurry. But I've seen multiple pictures. We were looking at it during the break. I think that tattoo might be a little crooked, man. No regrets. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's part of the story now.
I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with that. A crooked tattoo, there's a lot wrong with that.
It's part of the story now.
A lot wrong with that.
It could be fixed, maybe.
Biggie, you think the tat's crooked?
I got to look at the picture, man. I know I saw it in person, and I could.
Y'all were drinking.
Well, I wasn't drinking. He just kind of showed me the tat. I ain't really look at it like, oh, it's crooked.
He called me a hater, but... I mean,
I'm gonna have to check it out again.
Sometimes you just got to be honest, and I'm doing it for him. I want him to get it fixed.
You can't fix a crooked tattoo. What's he gonna do?
Do something.
Cover it. Make it even worse.
So the Texans, they got a new mindset, man. What happened the last 365 days does not mean a damn thing. And this thing has gone from GM to coach to player. To now ownership, let's get the first taste of this new mindset that the Texans have. Here's Nick Caserio talking about where this organization is right now compared to where they were a year ago.
The offseason and some of the things that we've done, I mean, frankly, it's kind of laughable. I mean, it's so early. I mean, we haven't done anything. So what happened last year has no bearing on this year. So we're focused on right now. We're focused on the present.
All right, we're focused on the present. Thanks, man.
Man, I mean.
All right, dude. Appreciate you.
I don't expect him to say anything else, but that's not true.
Well, let's hear from D'Amico.
He's not looking at the back of the baseball card is what he's doing.
He's definitely not. D'Amico, let me get those expectations. Lay those out for me, my friend.
I appreciate the question, but we're always hunting. That doesn't change for us. We're always hunting. Expectations on the outside, whatever that may be, doesn't change who we are. The expectations on the outside don't permeate inside our building, and now we have to change what we're doing just because of outside expectations. It really doesn't matter. We don't care about expectations. Talk doesn't win games. We have to go out and play good football when that time comes.
All right.
I think they have expectations. Of what these
they don't
guys,
change, man.
No. Like he
same says, since I first walked in this door.
It is some hard old stuff. As
we're about stacking days.
But this is what they're doing is they're playing the media game, and I wouldn't expect them to do anything else, saying the right things, all that. But you can't tell me that they're not in that room saying, guys, we are not the team we were last year. You know? Like, we have a higher standard, and we're going to, you know, play to that standard. Look at what we did last year. We got to do better. I mean, they're doing all that stuff in behind the doors, but – I wouldn't expect much different than the Hardo stuff, you know, publicly.
One of the faces of the organization about a year ago, he was selected with the number 3 overall pick, Will Anderson. Will, it's got to be different this year, right? Last year, not a lot of expectations. It's got to be a little bit different, right?
The expectations in the Texans have always been the same. No matter the outside noise, no matter the media, any of that, like, we have a standard that we have to play to. We have a mentality that we play to, and that's the only thing that we have to play to is everything that happens in this building. And I would just say complacency is no place for that here. What we did last year was last year. What we're going to do this year is what we're going to do this year. So right now, it's just keeping that same mentality, and that's the swarm mentality. When all that fails, what are we going to do? We're going to go out there and swarm.
See, that one's fine. That one, he's like, yeah, well, last year, but we do have a standard, is what he was saying, and it's a pretty high standard. So I think that one was fine. Like, he thinks they should be higher.
Then we have the man writing the checks, Cal McNair.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away, Mr. McNair.
It was a lot of fun to see, but you know what that means this year?
What's that?
Oh, God.
Absolutely nothing. Our guys got to stack it up and start over again.
Okay, D'Amico.
He's going hard on Cal.
You got to.
You've been hanging around Nick
with that big Nick energy.
Oh, wow.
Just a little drive-by there at the end by Hannah. Sure. When was the last time you think Cal wrote a check?
I don't think he's ever written a check.
You said he's the guy that writes checks.
Yeah, it's just a saying.
No, I know.
You of all people should know.
No, I know.
That.
I know. I'm just
you have a checkbook, though.
It got me. I haven't written a check in years.
You have a checkbook in your pocket.
The one with the carbon copy?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember those at the grocery store? Oh, yeah. God, those were the worst. Man, I can't remember the last time I wrote a check. Maybe for the house.
You wrote a check?
Well, you had to. You had to write a check.
Or like a cashier's check?
Yeah, for the deposit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But so that was, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the last time I wrote a check. You didn't have to write a check for yours?
I mean, for the house?
Or you just got a cashier's check or whatever?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't recall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I have checks.
I'm sure they're somewhere.
I think they're somewhere. I'm not sure. Man, you used to...
Oh, back in the day, for sure. That's all you could do.
You know how long grocery lines were back when the old ladies used to write checks?
And had coupons.
Yeah. Now you just, like, scan it. But
you would have to look at the coupon and then, oh, my God.
You got
to
write a check.
It's the worst.
They're looking on the back. They're writing it all in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They put it in the little log or whatever. Yeah.
God.
It's the worst. I was there. I did it.
I don't miss the days of checks. Vicky, you write checks?
Man, I haven't. Nah, man. I don't even know where my damn checkbook is.
I know. We got one somewhere.
I haven't wrote a check since I lived in Houston.
Yeah, I don't either. I can't even remember the last time. Sometimes you have to add a voided check. What are the things where you need the voided check?
Yeah, for the direct
deposit.
Yeah. So you got to void them.
Yeah, there you go. Here's my voided check.
First you got to find your checkbook. Then void it.
Freaking waste of time that is. My goodness. So Hannah McNair, pretty popular. She's established herself as one of the beloved faces of the Texans. And John Lopez has kind of ruined the momentum with a comparison that he made.
No, man. No.
On behalf of Hannah McNair.
No.
I just don't know what to do.
I got a lot
of
hate when I brought this up earlier. I also got a lot of love. So it's polarizing. My thing is the analogy, the comparison. Hannah McNair came into studio yesterday, already a star in this town, already with a little bit of an edge that people kind of gravitate to. Remember when Deshaun Watson was on the field and she turned the other way in that Browns game? Before the Browns game, some of the stuff she's talked about, you know, very, very outspoken, you know, the sweeping of the broom sweeping after the Tennessee game, that actually Figgy got that video in the hallway underneath the stand. So she was already like Michael Jordan in 84 and 80, in 85 and 86, right? She was already like, this is going to be a star. This is going to be someone that we're all going to end up liking. But then she took it to another level yesterday. Like we have I've seen the cuts. I've heard the cuts. We were in the studio when she was talking about it. Like, she went point by point, just taking her game to another level. And so I made the analogy that this was like, I'll put it this way. Hannah McNair is Hannah McNair, and she's exactly what's happening right now. I stole that line from Dennis Johnson, who said that about one Michael Jordan after he was already a star already a rising, you know, star in the league that people were gravitating to. But all of a sudden, he put 63 up on the world champion Boston Celtics in Boston in double overtime and elevated his game to an altogether different level and became the Michael Jordan that we all know. That's the analogy. I'm not saying she's Michael Jordan. I'm saying she came into our studio and just with receipts, talking noise to you, very thinly veiled shots at Amy Adams Strunk, talking about the uniforms, having that edge. And by the end of the day, by the way, you're going to hear this in confessions, but by the end of the day, the absolute star of the day on the day the uniforms were released.
Hadn't she been the star for a while, though?
But she elevated it yesterday. That, like I said, that's
so
why.
Yesterday was the equivalent of 63.
Yeah, yesterday was
on
her,
Larry Bird.
Was her 63.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You just got to ruin it for everybody.
That's not ruining it. That's
got to ruin it for everybody.
No, that's great perspective.
Trying to enjoy ourselves, and you're comparing her to a goat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's perspective. That's comparing what she did to something that a lot of people can relate to and are familiar with.
Were you like watching The Last Dance yesterday or something? Where did this come from?
Man, it came from my little noggin. It came from – I'm like, what was that like? I actually thought of that this morning. It wasn't – a lot of times at night I'm kind of like rolling around ideas and stuff. But this morning it came to me. Maybe I needed a good night's sleep. I'm like, what was that like?
Yeah, brunch?
Or what?
Bottomless mimosas? Lord.
With a little double shot, for sure, of vodka.
Corbell.
No, so I was thinking, like, what was that like? Because she was already well-liked. People liked Hannah. She was already outspoken. You knew she had a little bit of an edge to her. You knew that even though some people might not want to like her, it's hard not to like her. I said, what did she do? She elevated her game. She came in just heat check after heat check after heat check like Michael Jordan. And I said, okay, that's like the Celtics game.
You know, the thing that I noticed, my biggest observation just being there, I've seen that Hannah from the beginning.
Yes.
Like even when she wasn't as kind of
public
crap talk, all that. That's the type of stuff I like. I feel like Cal's gotten more confident.
They're good for each other.
I feel like Cal is much more confident, and I think it might have to do with perhaps the, finally getting the team, getting rid of the extra legal stuff with the brother. I kind of feel like that was perhaps
for sure that too.
Holding Cal back a little bit and stressing him out a little bit more than perhaps we can even imagine.
But I also think,
but I noticed he had a little bit more confidence.
I also
too.
Think they've just been really good for each other. And you referenced like when they were in the background, occasionally. Now they were hiding. I mean, let's just be honest. You know, during the whole Deshaun thing, it was hard to get him out there. They weren't even going to practice. Occasionally, I would see Cal. And I've had a much better relationship with Cal than Hannah over the years, just because I've known him, you know, through his dad from back in the day. So occasionally, I would chat with Cal, even during the Deshaun stuff. Nothing too big. But you could tell, you know, that they wanted to be out there more. They just couldn't. Yeah. And then I would talk, and you and I spoke with Hannah and her sister one day at training camp during the Deshaun stuff, off the record, of course, just kind of chatting.
Well, it's not anymore.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying
what y'all talk about.
No, I'm not saying what was said. That's I'm a good journalist. No, I'm saying that we chatted.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I could tell right there they really wanted to be out there more and do more, but they just couldn't. Well, now they can.
Well, and there's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
There's something to be proud of. But I do think, like, if you go through – and, I mean, we never really touched on it because it was kind of awkward, like the whole family thing. But if you go through that and your brother's essentially trying to, I mean, sue your mom or like basically take control of her on the back. I don't
stab you in the back. Let's be honest.
And then come and get the team.
Yeah.
I don't even know that there's a good result there. I do think it decreases stress. I mean, there's a good result and then there's a.
Yep.
Like not, no, there's no winning on that. Like that's not.
You do all this work, you have to go through the mud with the Deshaun stuff and the transition from your dad, and then you become CEO and all that stuff, and then your brother tries to take it from you.
Yeah, and
come on, man, how's that a good result for anyone?
Yeah, it can't be a good result for Janice because
no, she's in the middle.
I mean, when you win, you lose. When you lose worse.
Yeah.
So I guess she won, lost.
Yeah.
Because he basically wasn't allowed to take control of what, mm-hmm. what the will was of the dad. But I just to me that's you're naturally going to have some stress relief there.
Yeah.
So I kind of so they're all of a sudden that would suck.
I think they're kind of like collectively exhaling now. Like we got that behind us, we got that behind us, we got the bad days behind us. And now what do they call it? The salad days. It's the salad days now when everybody's on the same page. Everybody's pulling in the same direction. Everybody's excited. We finally got the right people in place, et cetera, et cetera. This is the good times.
Yeah, it's definitely the good times, and you can see, you can feel the confidence. And there's an identity. There's a very transparent identity. And in the uniform process, I'll say this: I think that most people who are involved in it are probably glad it's done. But that's not to minimize the process. I mean, there were some pains, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a pain in the ass. But let's put it this way. Sometimes when something is that tedious and stuff, at times, like when you're in the moment, you can say, man, this is too much. I'm ready for this to be over. Ready for this to be over. And I think they're ready for it to be over. But it doesn't minimize like how good of a process it was. So I do think that Doug deserves credit for that.
I'm so glad we both did to a degree, but to, like, reserved judgment publicly.
On the unis?
Yeah. I wanted
except the homes.
Except the homes. But but that was mostly you. I mean, I agreed with you. So yeah. I'm not trying to put you out on
island. Nah, the homes. Homes are mid.
But what I'm saying is I really didn't know. I thought it would be a little more either mixed or negative than it was. But I said, I'm just going to wait. I want to see what it is.
I didn't see a lot of complaints.
And then once you saw, man, it was like, wow.
I didn't see the see too many complaints.
There
from
wasn't.
It,
yeah.
Which was kind of surprising. There weren't any complaints about the blue and all that either.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even really see much of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all good. The vibes are good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's good except Lopez's comparison.
I thought that was a great
we'll
analogy.
We'll let that slide.
No, I think you should highlight that. Slide. I think it should be a cut featured on SportsRadio610.com, to be honest.
No.
Hell yeah.
Last time
she dropped 63 on our ass.
Nah.
Mostly you, but on our
Well, and I swept her still. So yeah, okay, I'll be Bird.
I'll be Bird.
Who won the title that year?
That's right. By the way, I think a lot of people, and this isn't necessarily for a confession, but it kind of is right now. I think a lot of people misjudged what was going on yesterday with you.
What do you mean?
With you and her.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, she was giving you crap like a friend would give you crap.
Nah, I mean, she was holding me accountable for what I said.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying
that's like, all you can ask for.
No, but like on Twitter and stuff, I saw, oh boy, she took him to the woodshed, okay. And I'm like, nah, man. Yes, she did.
Yeah.
But it was all in. Yeah.
Nah, I mean, it's you get held accountable for what you say, and you either stand on what you say or you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason, like in the bad mud that you didn't see me sugarcoating the Easterby stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I
think they respect that about us.
I mean, dude. I mean, I'm not. We're not. up for purchase.
Yeah.
And look, maybe you, sometimes you put that on a skit of Dave Chappelle when Keeping It Real goes wrong.
Yeah.
But damn it, I'm going to.
No.
That's just kind of what it was. But
yeah.
I thought she did a good job.
It was good. No, it was
she
good.
Did a good job. I mean, she kind of misunderstood top two and not two a little bit. Kind of came in a little bit too
aggressive. Because she was already firing.
Yeah.
She you caught her mid-sentence.
Misunderstood that a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it kind of happens. Figgy was in there doing his thing. I know that Sean brought his championship belt. He was, you know, did his thing.
He did do his thing.
He had a belt. Man, it was a crazy day yesterday. If you just look at all the stuff and all the different stuff that went down from a station perspective, Clint was at the party. He was doing his thing. Show was doing
his
thing.
Oh, he was? I didn't see his.
Show was doing his thing. Figgy was making the rounds. I saw Figgy with his, I think it was a crew of 10 photographers with him.
Figgy, you were rolling with 10 people?
Nah, that was actually the Houston, Texas photographers. They was following me for some reason. Yeah, I don't know why.
You're a star, Figgy, man.
Figgy had 10 photographers.
How about that slab?
Don't minimize it. and then Lopez was mesmerized by Michael Jordan, a.k.a. Hannah McNair.
Yeah, man.
So there was that.
I'm going to apologize.
And then came in there, took the baby to the party, man. I was on dad duty by myself.
You were using that as a shield.
Solo, man.
You were using that as a shield,
bro.
Man.
I was just chilling.
You did the
He was like the guy on the Titanic.
No, he did the Steph Curry, man. He did the Steph Curry.
Nah, he was
on
like
on the
he was like the he was like the dude from Titanic. I have a child. I have a child. Trying to get on the boat.
Yeah, going to the press conference when you go 1 for 17 with
I have a child.
that's what Landry was doing.
It doesn't matter if we lost. This thing right here on my knee is what life's about.
Exactly. That's the most important
thing.
I know
I guarantee to win, but this right here, this is what I wake up for.
Hannah doesn't get it.
This is what I go home to.
That man has a family. That's what he did, Figgy. He basically said, "Yeah, I got a family, Hannah."
No, see, this is just the reality of the situation, and not to pat myself on the back, but
toot toot.
Every time I leave this studio, I go home. I'm on dad duty from 3 to 6.
That's awesome.
Or later.
That's
so
awesome.
If I was going to be on dad duty from 3 to 6, the party was going to start at 6:30. The baby acts really good in public.
Yeah.
Let's take the baby, man.
That was good.
Let's go have a good time. Let's go enjoy the party.
Good.
And there you go. And Hannah, hey, what's up? Have you seen her? This is Avery. Coming up next.
We call her Armor.
Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.